This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Happy Thursday. We're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Henry Abbott Thompson, 1908. Since 1908, been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and into eastern Montana as well. And in 1991, they became a Link service contractor, which allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners around our region. So they currently maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. So if you need help in that arena, this is your A-team, HATandSons.com. Or give them a call with any questions, 701-234-9889, 701-234-9889. HATandSons.com. Quality HVAC, plumbing, heating, all of it at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Heated convo going, my man. Never thought it happened in North Dakota.
Never thought it happened in South Dakota. You're right.
Never thought this would happen in Wyoming.
Right.
Only in D.C. or only in Philly or only in Michigan or only in Phoenix. But we may have some nefarious activity going on right here at home, huh?
Yeah, the tendrils from the swamp reach far and wide. I want to reach out to Paul Hendrickson. He's the district chair of District 10. Paul has a really good, solid background in the way these things are set up. So I want to welcome Paul to the airwaves. Paul, so give us a little background on how these things are set up.
Yeah, hi, Leon. This is all kind of a civics lesson because, you know, it's kind of in the weeds, and as chairman of the district, part of our responsibilities are to go to the local canvassing boards that meet after the election to really verify the counts, and so I've done that now for probably 4 election cycles or more, and I've never really sat down and asked those questions about how does this process work. And because of the Dominion thing was really just starting to be talked about, I made a point to asking our auditor exactly how does this work. And so she told me that we had gotten these new machines, and they were supplied by a corporation, ES&S, out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. The model of the machine was a DS-200, and they sort and count ballots not only from the mail-in ballot perspective, but also from if you go into your local voting precinct or your local voting spot, you vote on the machine, you put your ballot in the machine. And so from those machines, she said they were never online, and they were secure, and then they put that data on a flash drive, and they take that flash drive over to a laptop that is connected with the Secretary of State's office, and then that data goes to the Secretary of State's office. Now, I made a point to ask him what the software was on that machine, and she said it was something called C-Change. Now, that hurt my interest a little bit because I thought, why would
you that sends up red flags right away, man.
Why would you call a vote counting machine software C-Change? But see, I'm not a software guy, and I'm not a hardware guy either. But after I left that meeting, I thought, you know, we started to hear that the Dominion machines could be hooked up to the internet remotely, or without being connected directly. And I thought, well, yeah, my phone is with me all the time, and it's connected to the internet all the time, and it's never connected, you know, physically to any anything. So, you know, these things are they're all just, we don't really realize the capability of a lot of these things that, because we're not in that venue, we're not in that business.
Well, we take for granted that the folks that we have set up in, like, elected office and, you know, that we trust them. So there's a level of trust there, and then, you know, with the DS, and that's Delta Sam 200, I guess what I would want to know is, you know, when they, and I understand that flash drives are encrypted, that's great, but when they are, I guess I don't understand where the test votes come into play and where in that timeline they get dumped. If they are in real time, you have 15,000 and then it drops to 14,000. And you can see that on the website, on the state's website. Something in that time frame, it just, you know, I need a deeper explanation. Dennis out in Stanley, what's on your mind?
So I don't understand why not following process. There's process, there's legal process, there's statutory process. So when we get on the radio and we talk about these kind of nebulous accusations, like, well, they could have been Dominion machines, but we don't know if they're Dominion machines. Or we say, you know, is the question that 53 county auditors in the state of North Dakota conspired to defeat a write-in candidate? We're going through all these states. We have Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan. We have all these states where we say that Dominion-owned machines conspired to defeat Donald Trump. But now we swing to North Dakota, and we're saying that state auditors, is that what we're saying, state auditors conspired to defeat? I have a problem with people that don't follow process, and I have a real problem with accusations against these auditors. As a former polling person, I have a real problem with someone who didn't respect the process enough to get on the ballot to circulate petition. That's a part of the process.
Hey, Dennis.
So these nebulous accusations are, they're not fair.
Okay, and Dennis, I get your point. But I guess the questions that I'm asking has nothing to do with, like, Dominion voting machines or Donald Trump or any of that stuff or a write-in candidate or even Michael. And Michael's a friend of mine, but they don't even really have anything to do with him. The questions that I have is, how does this happen? And was the explanation given enough to satisfy me? And it's not. The nebulous of my inquisition is votes were dumped. That's a fact. They were dumped in real time on election night. That is also a fact. What I want to know is how that happens. And is that above board?
Ask him, what is the process? Find out what the process is. Broadcast what the process is. Don't broadcast these. People are going around having these rallies and getting people upset, and they don't even know what to do. Get involved.
That's why Paul is on.
Stop being apathetic. Stop being apathetic. The reason we're in this situation is because too many patriots got apathetic, and we surrendered the process to the hardcore left. That's what happened in these United States. We need people
Agreed.
To run for office. We don't need people to have rallies that don't have solutions. There's got to be solutions in there. What are we going to do? Run for office. Run for county commissioner. Run for school board. Run, run, run.
Could not agree more, Dennis. I could not agree more. That's something I advocate for. I mean, if you know me, you know that that is a thing that I do. But the fact of the matter is, on this, I heard this from a friend who was in Medora, and it raised questions. So I started reaching out to people. Hey, you know, did you hear about this? Is this what Jim said? Was there adequate explanation? And that sort of thing. That's where I'm coming from.
You can't show up at a district meeting and say, oh, hey, look, here's this information. Please read it. Aha, gotcha. With these nebulous accusations, find out what did happen. Instead, you just said
that's what I'm trying to do.
You just said you heard a rumor. We cannot operate on rumors. We have to
not a rumor.
There's a process. There's You said okay. You heard from a friend about what happened in Medora. That's what you said, Leon.
Yeah, yes, yes. And no, what I'm saying is this is not a rumor. This is actually what was said. So it's not a rumor. It's like minutes from the meeting that they were not allowed to videotape. And that's also a thing. So this actually happened.
That is the process. I've been involved in District 2 politics for over 12 years. That's the process. The process is people who are not in the district should not have a voice in the district politics.
Well, I think we're kind of getting off track there, but I appreciate
it. Absolutely, we're not. It's the process. If you don't like the process, run for office and change the process is my point. It's process, legal process, statutory process, not getting on the radio, making nebulous accusations, circulating around the state, getting people riled up at these rallies.
Understood.
And they don't even know why they're upset.
All right, Dennis, thank you for your point of view. That's why the show is called What's On Your Mind. That's what's on Dennis's mind. Thank you. Michael, can you hang on for one more segment?
Yes, I can.
Thanks, Mike. We'll be right back. What's On Your Mind? Coming right back after this break.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal. Pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at the PetroServe USA. And the lowest price fuel. Marathon, Senex, PetroServe USA brand. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. What's not to love? PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Heat up. What's on your mind? Back. Welcome back. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. You've all helped MyPillow turn into the amazing company that it is today. My friend Sandy, who works for Mike down at the warehouse, thank you for your support. Great products. And the promo code, what you need to know, is Scott, as in Scott Hennon, S-C-O-T-T, at checkout. When you go there, it doesn't matter what you're looking for. I mean, pet beds, the slippers, the robes, the sheets, the mattress, toppers. I mean, anything, at least 30% is the number you're going to save. At least 30%, maybe more. Right now, the My Slippers, 40% with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow.com and enter that promo code at checkout or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Or MyPillow.com. But just remember that promo code is S-C-O-T-T for the big savings. We just ordered I didn't have the towels yet. We just ordered them.
My
wife wanted to try them.
Moisture wicking.
Well, I was going to buy some at the store, and she said, no. She said, maybe we should order those ones from MyPillow. So we haven't gotten them yet, but I'm waiting to see if the claims are true that they're super absorbent.
Yep.
They're redone. We'll see. I'll let you know. Yeah. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Anything you can do to help Michael and Dale, I think that dude is a rock star patriot, man. So anything that I can do, anything that anyone can do to help him out, because they've gone after him
and,
big time.
They'll make fun of him, and SNL, makes fun of him. They do, but his heart is so...
Yep.
His heart is just in the right place, and he is so concerned. This is genuine. I mean, he's spending millions of dollars on this. He knows the problem.
And
it's worthy of some praise.
And again, there's nothing wrong with patriots asking why, or if this is, Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. That's all we're doing. that's it in a nutshell. Trust... But verify. I want a little verification. So anyone want to respond to the?
We got a couple calls to the hotline. Here's one about the ballot dumping. Here's another.
Okay, these dumping of votes. If that's true, then we need a complete audit of November 6th election in North Dakota.
I agree.
A complete audit in North Dakota, and we ended up red, and we still need an audit.
It's a great point.
I mean, that's...
Think it'll happen?
I don't know. I do want to go out to Jim in Fargo. He's been waiting for a bit. Jim, what's on your mind?
I know that there's a lot of innuendo and everything else that's tied in with this, but my overriding concern, and I don't believe that it is a statewide problem, but if we are having some problems with compliance with the statutes, then I think we need to make sure that our elected officials and those in charge of our elections are receiving the updates and are in fact recertified. Put them through training. Make sure that this doesn't happen. And that's, I guess, my only comment.
Yeah, if it was an oversight or a mistake, I'm fine with that. I want to have that verified. But I agree, Jim. Make sure that the next time around, stuff like this doesn't happen. Because it's my understanding that these test votes are supposed to be dumped well before the election. Well before. And as a matter of fact, nothing is supposed to go on with that machine for 90 days prior to the election. And that's my understanding. I'm not an expert, but I want to know. And my email address, Leon, my name, Leon Francis Media, the number one at Outlook.com. If anyone out there, if Jim, if anyone from the state department or like anyone that was at Medora that could explain this to me, just send me an email or, hit me up on my social media, give me a phone call. My number is on, it may not be on there now because I'm no longer the district chair, but just contact me and let's talk about it. Jim, thanks for your input. We're going to go to Bob and Underwood first and then back to Mike Coachman to wrap up. Bob?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
You hear me now?
We got you. Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Hey, now you got me. Yeah, just a second. Hey, there we go. Now I think you can hear me. Anybody there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead,
turn your radio down, though, but go ahead.
Hello. Leon, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Bob.
Sorry, guys. Hey, this is Bob Wheeler from Underwood, the gentleman that challenged the Mr. Perry Schaefer for the chairmanship of the GOP this weekend.
Oh, Mr.
Down
Wheeler. Good deal.
Well, so I'm not even calling about that. I'm only calling about your previous caller before the break. Now, does everybody realize who that gentleman was? Dennis Lindahl from Tioga, North Dakota. Tioga radio station calling to tell patriots that they have to follow certain rules and certain guidelines.
Oh, wow.
A patriot, a guy that's on the radio every single morning telling everybody he's a patriot and you're all patriots. But if you want to run for an office like the House or the governor, you better run for dog catcher first. And he is upset because it was a patriot rally in his own town. And he started running his mouth against a guy named Michael Coachman. He started running his mouth against a guy named Bob Wheeler on accusation before he ever talked to any of us. Now, that
wow.
man just went off on every single patriot across this state. And I got on his radio program. He invited me on. We had a great conversation on a radio show that is his. That I controlled because he was wrong every step of the way, gentlemen, because he thinks he's the only one who has the method and the process to do anything. What has Dennis Lindahl done in his life? Played a little politics for a couple of years. He's upset because patriots across the state and across this nation are pissed off, wide awake, and challenging things. He's mad because he's not in charge of it. He's mad because we're not taking it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever happened in Medora, whatever happened in November, we're going to find out. The answer is the truth. But guess what? I'm not making the accusations. I'm letting the rest of this grassroots movement jump in and do what they have to do to figure out what's right and what's wrong with this state. If votes were stolen, we need to know. If the machines are wrong, we need to fix them. We need
and
to
if there's a kink in the process.
I have a radio station. What's that?
And if there's some hiccups in the process, then you know we can fix those. If there's more training that needs to be done, if this was an honest mistake, you know all of that. All I want is verification. That's it. I'm asking the question.
Show me where the prerequisites are to run for the House of Representatives, or the governor's office, or the president of the United States. The last I know, American citizenship in your district for a certain amount of time and a certain age. No other prerequisites. Prior service not required. Actually, prior service preferred not to have it at this point in time. Why have a member of the swamp already sucked in before you get him in office?
Oh, man, that's big Bob Wheeler. Thanks for calling in. We can't do this. Dennis, I see that you called back in. We can't monopolize the time that way. I didn't even get to get Michael back on. When we come back, I'm going to have Jarrett Hendricks on. We're going to talk a little North Dakota politics and the district reorgs. We'll be right back right after this message. What's on your mind?
Jeez, Leon.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fatalities and severe injuries have been reported when a 12-story apartment building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, partially collapsed at 1:30 local time Thursday morning.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing.
A 10-year-old boy trapped in the rubble was discovered discovered by passerby Nicholas Balboa.
We saw him. We saw his fingers wiggling. I let him know that we were here, and he was just screaming, don't leave me, don't leave me. And so it was at that point, I just hope any decent human being would do that. They would stay and regardless of the situation.
Mr. Balboa on Fox News, USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA across the neighborhood. Yeah, right next to you there. I mean, literally from Glendon, Minnesota, all the way to Valley City, north, south, east, west, PetroServe USA. And normally Scott gets to be the one to make you hungry. Today I'm the one that's going to do it. Lunch specials today. Where do you want to eat today, Leon? Where are we going to eat today? How about Valley City?
Valley City is good.
Exit
but...
292, pulled pork or a French dip sandwich?
Pulled pork.
Yeah. Harwood Meatloaf Dinner. West Main Avenue, West Fargo's got pulled pork as well as 12th Avenue North. They're doing Salisbury Steak on NP Avenue. Glendon's got them beef steak fritters.
Really?
Oh, so good. And they're serving beef dips up in Yulin. Of course, every day they got that 4 for $4 special and then different specials every day. Thursday means buy any fountain-sized pop for 79 cents at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Proud sponsor, What's On Your Mind?
Yep, and apparently what's on folks' mind this morning, it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. Thanks for all the folks that are calling in. The show is What's On Your Mind for a reason, and obviously this morning we got an earful. So there you go. I'm going to go out to Travis because he's been waiting for a very, very long time, and then we're going to go to my friend Jared Hendricks, talk a little North Dakota politics, over and beyond what the 9 o'clock hour was all about. So there you go. Travis, what's on your mind this morning?
Travis, you there?
Yeah, you got me?
There we go.
Yep, there we go.
Okay. I was one of those 47 district chairs that was at the meeting in Medora this weekend. So I'm new to this. Got my eyes open wide. The deputy director, the Secretary of State, talking about how elections in North Dakota are all fine and well. We have the most secure process in the country. And, I think that's all fine and well. But there's still a lot of people that think there could be problems. And I think I asked if there was any intention or if there had been any audits that had been done in any counties. And he said no. But I think there's still a lot of skepticism that the elections were even right in North Dakota, even though we're a Republican majority state. And I think an audit would solve that in people's minds and make sure the voters come out. And it may just impact the Republican Party this next time around if they don't take some leadership on that. But the thing that stood out the most to me that I have to tell you about that meeting and the Secretary of State in particular was that he had a very confident, calm demeanor until he was asked about this discrepancy in the voting, and all of a sudden he was very nervous. The speech got very broken, and I think if anybody has any experience in, you know, talking to somebody that may not be telling the truth, that's a sign. And to me, that's the thing that stuck out the most, and it really bothered me.
So do you think his explanation of the whole vote dumping, that the fact that they were test votes and not, do you think that that explanation was sufficient to, like, assuage any suspicions that you may have had?
Not at all. And as a matter of fact, he had all the opportunity in the world to give a good explanation and to let, you know, 47 district chairs and leadership party have an understanding, and he couldn't sweep that under the rug fast enough. So, no, I was extremely disappointed with that. Now, with that being said, there's a not all but most contingent of old guard that was there, meaning existing district chairs and executive committees don't really think that, you know, there's any sort of a confidence problem in elections in North Dakota, that everybody is happy with it. And I'm not sure who they're talking to. Apparently nobody, because I don't know too many people that don't have a concern with it, even at our state level.
Travis, thanks for your input. And this is from a guy that was there, heard it, saw him, saw Jim give the explanation, and this is his take. So this isn't a rumor.
And by the way, exactly, Dennis, when Dennis gets on and makes these claims, I've listened to his program a few times and listened to the claims that he makes, and doesn't call any of us. He was making claims about these district reorgs, and he has no idea. I called him myself to explain how ours went down, because I know how ours occurred, and he was so off base but so unwilling to hear the truth. So it's really frustrating, and so I'm not sure that he was one that could get on, because he and claim that we're talking about rumors. I was there. This isn't rumor. This is fact. We need to quit switching the narratives.
Common sense right there. Thanks, Travis. Travis out in Minot. Now, our good friend, Dennis Lindell, I guess he wants to take another crack at it, or he'll call the FCC. I'm going to give him a little air time. Yeah, I mean, this is a radio show. It's not a political campaign or in-kind contribution or anything, but I'm going to give him a
He's not running for office. The only thing the FCC would care about in a million years is if you're giving a candidate a ton of time and the other candidate isn't getting that.
So let's take a vote right now. Are we going to let him
on? Whatever.
All right, let's go. Hey, Dennis.
Your show today. Go ahead.
I'm right here, ladies and gentlemen.
You can't use the word nebulous, though.
Dennis, hang on.
Take a breath.
The only caveat is you cannot use the word nebulous. You cannot do that.
Every time you said that, and now I'm hammered.
So go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, so I did call. Okay, so first off, I've been in politics. I've been involved with politics longer than Bob Wheeler was in the United States Marine Corps, okay? So I've been a part of district politics. I have a radio program because of the oil industry and because of that, not because of North Dakota politics. North Dakota politics and North Dakota economy turned into politics because of the 2016 election. I called Bob Wheeler. I've talked to Michael Coachman. I just texted with Michael Coachman last night. I've called Jared Hendricks. I've called these people. So to say that I'm not fair and that I don't know what I'm talking about, that's completely off base. I am paying attention. That's what I'm trying to say. I want people to get involved. I don't want people to just go to rallies and get upset. I want them to get involved and run for an office. That's what people should do. That's what I said when I was on there. Bob Wheeler is completely off base about me, and I'm just asking why.
We agree on the fact that we need to get our base off the couches and out of the rallies.
Absolutely.
And into the arena. And I 100% agree with you on that. But some of your other points, and I get it. I didn't know at first that you were a talk show guy. So I get the whole shtick, you know.
I apologize, too, because I assumed when I said Dennis from Stanley, and I'm not from Tioga, I'm from Stanley. I assume that, you know, you'd just be like, okay, this is Dennis from Stanley. So I apologize that I didn't say Dennis from Stanley on the radio, which is only 1 hour of my day. I'm also the economic development director of Tioga, North Dakota.
See, and again, what's on your mind? This is what it is right here. Dennis, it's been a pleasure, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Oh, I get it, Ben.
Respond. I appreciate it.
Yep, and he's got a great point. If you want, I actually really agree with him on enough of this yelling, being upset. You know, get in the pool. You want to race? You want to swim? Get on the track. Let's go.
But again, what I was the subject matter was right. What happened here, and whether it was a rumor, and that's
the digging. Yep.
So when he came out with that, it was kind of like off topic. And, you know, how do you, well, there you go.
Yeah,
anyway, Jarrett, we've eaten up 9 minutes of your time, man. And I wanted Jarrett to come on and kind of just tell the folks, you know, what went on in Medora, explain a little bit about the district reorgs, what the GOP district map is going to look like, as a matter of fact, going forward. So, Jarrett, welcome.
Hey, Leon. Thanks for having me on.
We had a kind of roller coaster first hour, man. So let's tone it down just a little bit. So what went on? What do the folks need to know happened in Medora this weekend? What got parsed out there?
Well, we got, you know, what this happens every 2 years. We had our new leadership elected. Barry Schaefer's the new chairman, and we had four other officers elected. Another 8 officers, if you include the region chairs, which make up the executive committee. So congratulations to all of them. And, you know, let's hope that they do a good job. I wish them the best of luck. They've got a big job to do because we have a super majority of Republicans in this state. And to me, that is a huge opportunity. And I've made the point that we need to actually have an agenda, because if you ask someone, what is the agenda of the Indy GOP? I'm not able to give them an answer, and I'm a district chair. I don't know what our agenda is. So we need to come up with something, and that, in my opinion, is on the burden of our new leadership to come up with something to present to the people of North Dakota, because we have all the political power in the state, and there's nothing that we cannot achieve if we don't put our minds to it. And I was hoping that we'd get more into that discussion at the meeting. I was a little disappointed that some of those proposals were tabled. We kind of kicked the can down the road for what are we going to do with all this political power we have. And I was trying to make the point, you know, look at, if you don't believe me, listen to what Ike said, Dwight D. Eisenhower, one of our great Republican presidents. He said that if a political party does not have its foundation and the determination to advance a cause that is right and that is moral, then it is not a political party. It is merely a conspiracy to seize power. So when the party sends out fundraising letters and says, help us stand with Trump's agenda. Well, what are we doing to stand with Trump's agenda? And if we're not doing anything, I would say that it's almost engaging in fraud in a way. So I'm not negative about it. I'm positive about it. I think we have a huge opportunity. And I think if these new leaders can rise to the occasion, we can do it. But regardless, all of these new grassroots people that have gotten involved in the last few months, I think they're going to stick with it. And I think they're going to push for that vision, whether leadership does or not.
Where do you see the future of the Indy GOP leaning more left? I mean, well, and this is me. You know, I'm a right-wing guy. Everyone knows that. Some of the things that I've seen during this election cycle, especially when it comes to the leadership in the Indy GOP, have given me pause, give me concern that we're not staying true to our right leaning track. And on the other side of this break, I want to know where you see that, if you see a problem with that. So on the other side of this break, we'll be back with Jarrett Hendricks. What's on your mind? We got a full phone board here. Don't think we're going to get to him.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets
you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with it. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Three bands, one night at the Red River Valley Fair on Friday, July 16th. See Kix, Quiet Riot, and Rat. Rat, Quiet Riot, and Kix at the all-finished concrete grandstand on the Bud Light stage for only $25. Get ready to rock all night long to your favorite songs of the 80s. Go to RedRiverValleyFair.com and get your tickets today. And get ready for the 10 best days of summer, July 9th through the 18th.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. More new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily, so hurry while they last. I know that everybody had heard stories about, oh, there's the supply, and they're there, and your warranty is for a lifetime at no extra cost on that new Buick GMC or most of the late model used vehicles, up to 16% below MSRP on 2021 Buick SUVs, and the GMC Acadia 2021. A $5,350 purchase allowance on most models for current eligible Buick or GMC owners or lessees when you finance their GM financial. Blah, blah, blah. Get all the fine print at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Quite frankly, Todd, I could have used some more Buick right there.
Is that a nebulous choice for that new Buick or GMC? I was going to use the word nebulous in there, but I should leave it alone, shouldn't I?
Hey, we're also brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil, natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Getting ready to wrap up with you, my man, Leon Francis, in for Scotty today. Last segment.
It always
time
goes,
flies. I know, man.
It goes too quickly, man. I'm going to go right out, right back out to Jared Hendricks. We're going to wrap up with him. I know that you were trying to get a resolution for election integrity for the GOP to accept. How did that go over? And then I want to ask you, what with the outcome of this past election cycle, and I'm talking about at the district level and, the NDGOP, where do you see the future of this party? Is it trending left, right? How are we going to hold these folks to the right, man?
So I put in a resolution on election integrity because I thought it was quite topical for obvious reasons. I mean, look at the comments we've gotten on the show today. And it was about 4.5 pages long. It was pretty lengthy, but I wanted it to be comprehensive to cover every possible angle. And I made it clear at the meeting that, it has a broad national focus. It was calling upon our congressional delegation to look at this issue from a bird's eye view federally. It's not that it wasn't intended to be an indictment on North Dakota, implying that we have some sort of rampant problem here. Although, one of the problems at these state committee meetings is it seems like people are spraining their shoulders all the time trying to reach around and pat themselves on the back. And it's not that I don't think Republicans deserve credit for a lot of good things we've done in this state. Of course we do. But I'm just not interested in those kinds of discussions because I don't think they're very productive. I'm more interested in solving problems. So I put in this resolution, ended up getting defeated. And although there was one portion opposing H.R. 1 and S.R. 1 that was preserved, which is good because those are terrible pieces of legislation. If your listeners, I'm sure, Scott has talked about those as well. But those are really important issues. I just wanted to make the point, and I said it at the meeting, like, look, I guarantee you there's people in this room who believe that the election was completely a fraud. There's people in this room that believe that the election was hunky-dory and everything was fine. And then we have people everywhere in between. And I just made the point that the most important part about this resolution, which outlined every possible issue that we've had with elections and voting machines and everything else for the last 30 years or so. But the most important point about it is regardless of whether you personally think this is a problem, 70 to 80% of Republicans believe that there were serious issues with the elections. So for us as a Republican state committee to not address that issue, we're really ignoring where our base is. And I think that some of the folks that, frankly, in that room, they must not spend a lot of time talking to voters or talking to the people out there. And I've spent time talking to thousands of people in the last few months. And if they think that election integrity is not one of the top, if not the top issues, they're not paying attention.
Agreed. Agreed. Garrett, always a pleasure, and we got to get you on when we got a little bit more time. But I got, like, all these folks that who have called in, and I need to get out to them. So thank you for your time, man.
Go for it.
We're going to go out to Carol and Bismarck. What's on your mind, Carol?
I'm just wondering, since you've besmirched our Secretary of State's office with innuendos, why don't you invite them to explain the issue in a calm, reasonable manner? Thank you.
Absolutely. And, Carol, if you're still listening, that's what I'm calling for. I just want to be trust but verify. And I don't want to, when you say things like besmirched, again, this is a thing that happened. This is, it's not a rumor or an innuendo. This is what happened, and this is from folks that were at this meeting. So I just want to know what happened.
There is an explanation.
And that's what
listeners deserve it.
Yep, and I agree. I totally agree. I'm hoping that Scott gets Jim on or somebody from the just someone from the leadership to come in, explain it to us, take a couple questions, and I'm good. But I want to trust but verify. Thanks, Carol. God bless. Michael out in Steele, what's on your mind this morning?
Thanks, Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm calling in because on Populist Revolt under the forum section, there's actually a North Dakota notice to the House and Senate to do a forensic audit. And people can go on Populist Revolt and download the notice and the instructions for delivery. And there is also a site on Telegram called North Dakota Voter Integrity. And then,
thank you, Michelle. That music means that we're out of here. See ya.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, enamel, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.